Hello. Welcome to episode 2 of The Thief's Tale, season 2 of the Devil's Violin podcast. This time, we're telling a longer story across 5 episodes, and please note, this story is very definitely for adults. The podcast is free, but if you wish to send a donation and support us so that we can make more, you can do so at www.thedevilsviolin.co.uk/donate. At our website, you can also buy a download of this podcast and of our previous shows. Our thanks go to the Arts Councils of Wales and England for their support with this project. Are you ready? Then we'll begin. In an attempt to help 3 feckless young Scots, an old thief has been caught stealing the King of Ireland's favourite stallion. Now the 4 of them stand before the king, waiting for his cauldron of oil to boil. To pass the time, the young king studied his prisoners. He said to the old man, "Might you be that thief, the one they tell tales about?"
"I might be."
"You're Conall Crovey?"
"I am."
"I said you were dead."
"I put that about.
You see, I decided to turn my back on all my gallivanting. I wanted to die in my own bed with my wife beside me." The king said, "Dying in your own bed isn't a good ending to a story, though, is it? Boiling in oil is much better, much more dramatic."
"That's true. But this is life, not a story."
"Is that right?" said the king. "Strange, then, that we should find you with your hands on the halter of my favourite horse."
"It was these young fellas. When I looked at them, I saw my younger self looking back. The scrapes I got into. I'm lucky to be alive now."
"You say you're lucky," said the king. "And yet there's the very pot you will boil in."
"Guards, fetch my mother."
The moment she entered, the king helped her himself to a throne beside his own. He draped a blanket over her knees and a cloak over her old shoulders.
"Now, mother, you'll never guess who that is. Conall Crovey himself."
She looked the thief up and down. "I thought he'd be taller."
"My dear mother loves stories," said the king. "Many's the time we enjoyed tales of your cunning."
The king's mother,
"Bet you've never been in a tighter scrape than this one."
"Oh, I have," said the thief.
"Your majesty, if I can tell you a tale of a time when I was in a tighter scrape than the one I'm in now, will you set one of us free?"
"I'd like that," said the king's mother.
"Then it is agreed," said the king. "But Conall Crovey, there's no reprieve for you. I intend to punish you for all your crimes and misdemeanours."
"You enjoyed my exploits," said the thief. "But now you're going to kill me for them."
"Ah," said the king. "This is life, not a story."
Thank you.
I was young, as young as them, there was a famine. The local lord was a devil. He wanted his rent, famine or no. We were thrown off our land. My parents sent me packing. They knew my only chance was to strike out alone, and they were right. They died soon after. Since there was no work to be had, I took to thieving. There was no point stealing from my own kind. They had nothing to steal. So I stole from his lordship. It didn't bring my parents back, but it felt good all the same. I watched the lord's castle for weeks. Then I heard him say to a servant, "Take this horse to town and sell it. Don't be riding it on the way. I want it fresh when it reaches market. If it doesn't fetch a good price, I will have you flogged." I crossed rough country and got ahead of the servant. On a road through a forest, I laid a boot in his path. A couple of turns further, I laid the other, and then I climbed up a tree. The servant came up on the first. "Look at that boot." He tried it on. "About my size, too." He looked around. "But what use is one without the other?" So he left it there and walked on. After a mile, "Blow me, there is the other. What a fool I was not to take the first one. I only hope it's still back there." He tied up the horse, turned around and ran. Once he was out of sight, I jumped down from the tree onto the horse and I was off. But someone saw me on that horse and reported me. The lord was furious. Not only had he lost a prize stallion, but he had been made to look a fool. He put a high price on my head, and times were hard. I wouldn't have blamed my neighbours if they had turned me in. Once I had sold the horse, I went to the nearest harbour. There was a ship waiting for the morning's tide. I begged the captain, would he let me work my passage? "What can you do on my ship?" he said. I said, "Anything." "Like?" "I can avast the sails and belay the main brace." The captain shook his head. "Stop wasting my time. Clear off." But I saw the lord's men down the far end of the jetty then. Maybe his lordship wasn't so stupid after all. There was an old sailor sitting on a seawall. I said to him, "If those men catch me, I'll be gallows fruit. Can you slip me onto the ship? Once we're out of the bay, I'll come up on deck. The tide will be against us. There'll be no turning back. The captain will have to let me work my passage." The old sailor. Do you know what they do to stowaways? "Listen to me, I have a better plan. I will slip you below. Stay hidden until nightfall. When I say, jump over the side. I'll shout I see someone in the water. Then I'll throw you a rope and rescue you. You tell the captain you swam all the way from land. He'll be proper impressed with that, and he'll let you join the crew." We shook hands. He slipped me aboard. I hid in the hold amongst the barrels and the sacks, the ship shifting under me. I was too afraid to move. Every creak made me start. What if someone chanced upon me before it was time? I must have drifted off to sleep, because he shook me awake. "Count to 100, then up the stairs and over the side." Off he went. I counted, then crept up the steps. It was night. The sky was bright with stars. There was a commotion on deck. The crew had their backs to me, distracted, crowded round something, so I slipped past them and jumped into the water. I came up in the white wake of the ship. But there was no shout. I saw no rope. The ship sailed on. It came to me then, the crew on the deck had been crowded round the body of the old sailor. He had collapsed or injured himself. I shouted, I waved my hands, but already they were too far away. The ship left me behind.
"So tell me, Your Highness, was I not in a tighter scrape then than the one I am in now?"
The Queen Mother.
You were. Well then, will you give me the worth of my tale?
The eldest brother is free to go, said the king. Now, tell me, what did you do?
We hope you enjoyed episode 2. Episode 3 will be available from 8 p.m. next Sunday. The Devil's Violin are Daniel Morden, storyteller, Sarah Moody on cello, Oliver Wilson Dixon on violin, and Oliver also produced and mixed the podcast. When circumstances allow, the Devil's Violin will be back on tour with a new show called The Beast in Me. To be sure to hear the next episode and to get info on where and when we're going to play, please hit the subscribe button. Don't forget, you can also donate at www.thedevilsviolin.co.uk/donate. Thank you for listening, and see you next Sunday.